It's WMFO in Medford, 9 a.m., just about 9:01, because that's what happens. I'm Mike, the timekeeper for today, at least for 2 hours, and I got some free form for the first hour till 10 a.m., and at 10, we have our friend Tyler Morris calling in, as he tried to do last week, but the phones weren't cooperating, but we beat them into submission and they're back. So he'll be calling in today. We'll talk about his ongoing Van Halen tribute project. And I think there's talk of a new record too. So we'll do that at 10. And until then, it's going to be me and him, Mark Hurwitz. How you doing, Mark?
Good.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, a little Larry.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I shouldn't have been here today. I was supposed to be up at the Flume in New Hampshire hiking.
Oh, is it? Must be a weather thing?
65 car crashes north of Concord, New Hampshire. They had an ice storm, freezing rain. Hmm. And my friends who went up north, white knuckle ride. It was really scary. So, obviously, there's no hiking today.
Interesting. I saw a couple of posts last night about 93 North being just unpassable, and I didn't know why. Wow.
It was below freezing. So, I was in Reading I can't mention. Yeah, maybe I can mention the name because I'm gonna review.
Go ahead.
It.
No one's listening.
Okay, no one is listening. Bunratty's Tavern, which sneak peek right now.
Sure.
I'm gonna review it. But anyways, it's in Reading, and as I was on 93, I noticed the temperature was starting to drop into the 30s, even in Reading. Hmm. So once you get north of Concord, it was below freezing, and my friends who didn't, even if you have all wheel drive, it doesn't help if you need to stop.
I was in Somerville last night, and it was nothing like that.
No, it's warm.
Completely different, yeah.
Yeah, when I got back home, which is near here, it was probably 45, 50 degrees, but it was so much cooler up in Reading.
Wow. Well, glad you're here, even if for that reason. I certainly hope everybody that was involved last night is okay, and it's all cleared up now, I suppose.
It is. It's finally above freezing, and my friends, as far as I know, my friends did make it safely up north, but it's a big deal this weekend. They're doing this big elf weekend, they call it, where they, you know, give out presents to kids up there, and they go hiking at the Flume, and it's a great weekend, but, you know, the weather just did not cooperate.
Guess not. Well, stay safe out there, everybody. All right, let's start with some new noise. I have a favorite of yours, Mark, and a favorite of mine, Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit. It's not new music, but it's new live version of Stockholm, and it's part of a charity record that I guess has got a lot of history. I forget which version it is that it comes from of this record, but it's called the Benefit Concert, and this is a kicking version of Stockholm.
Oh boy.
Brand new here at WMFO in Medford.
Hey folks, how are y'all doing tonight? Y'all look so good. I'm so glad to see you. I'm Jason Isbell. We're the 400 Unit. We're from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. We're real happy to be here, and we hope y'all have a great time. Saturday night with the good boys. I used to pray for the daylight to come. Folks back home surely have called off the search and gone back to their own.
You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO, Medford 923 in the morning. Mike's here with Mark. Mark.
Hello.
So, just did a...
What is that?
That's the end of the video thing that we played.
Oh, that was Daryl Hall saying hi to us.
What's this, though? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that was. Who knows?
But that was Daryl. Daryl was hanging out with us.
Oh, I'm too tired today to worry about things like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me quickly tell you that this weekend is the continuation of this year's donation drive. So how about this? I'm going to play something for you, then I'm going to talk to you. Does that sound okay? All right, good.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah, so till the 17th, which I think is Tuesday, this version of our donations drive is going on. It's in full swing, and we so appreciate your help. I mean, you hear us talk about this all the time, about what a great place this is. And as I said last time, how do you think that we're doing things like Live Music Day? How do we get that equipment? How do we, you know, this place is a college radio station, and we get to do stuff like that because of your generosity. So I want to tell you how you can help us out. So much appreciated. We only ask you once a year. Here's how you do it. You go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab, and then fill out the Donations Drive Google form and just follow the link at the bottom of that form to the Tufts Giving page. And these specific directions are there on how to donate on the Tufts Giving page, and they're right next to the link on the Google form. So please help us. Help support the station. Help support everything we do. This Donations Drive is going on, like I said, till next Tuesday, the 17th. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you in advance. Really appreciate it. All right. At 9:26 in the morning, it's Mike and Mark. Let me tell you what I played in that last set, and then we'll have another set. That's how it works.
That set was... Keep going if on. I must say so myself, although you put together that set.
Well, yeah, but you had something to do with it, too. A little bit.
Was amazing.
It was great for a rainy Saturday morning. It was just a nice thing to hear. So what we did is Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, one of their great tracks from a recent record. That's from a benefit that's been going on. It's volume 16 of Warren Haynes Presents the Benefit Concert. And of course, that was Stockholm.
Yeah.
And well, Jason's just a great live performer anyway.
He is. And I mean, he was with the Drive-By Truckers. He had some issues with substance abuse and... Look, you know, it's great that he's still with us, and he's doing great now.
Absolutely great.
And that song, Stockholm, that's the first song I ever heard from him, and I was thinking at the time, who is this guy? I was kind of thinking the same way when I first heard Steve Earle years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is going to be really big, and he has become pretty big.
He's just very likable.
Yeah.
So again, Jason Isbell and his band, the 400 Unit, called Stockholm. Joni Mitchell, of course, right after that, from 1974, the Court and Spark CD that was Help Me. Great one, dedicated to my friend Audrey Russell, who loves the Happy Mondays that was Step On, from a greatest hits collection that came out in 99. The Sheila Divine, just after that, also coincidentally from 1999. The CD was New Parade, and that was Hum.
And that is a band. That's one of those underground bands where if you talk to anyone in radio,
mm-hmm.
especially alternative rock in Boston, that is the band. They are super. They are so good.
It's ridiculous for me to say this. Not the fact that I know that they're still out and playing around, but I actually know somebody who's playing guitar in that band as they
tour
around.
That's right,
So, Sheila Divine. And the last one was All Your Fault, Mark. That was terrific.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you had communicated yesterday on Facebook that there was a Live from Daryl's House performance of that song that you wanted me to play, and that was something else.
Well, you know what's funny is, so Fridays I play music. I always play music on Fridays just to lighten things up on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I played Wagon Wheel from Live at Daryl's House. And Darius Rucker and Daryl Hall were doing Wagon Wheel, and it was great.
Yeah.
But then after the song played, I forgot to turn it off, and You've Lost That Loving Feeling came on automatic. I'm like, wait a minute, this is even better.
It's Kismet.
It is Kismet. And it, oh my God, it had that sound. You know, I was just saying how I love early 60s music now. And if Hall & Oates had been around in the early 60s, I mean, they would have been up there with the Righteous Brothers. People would have, I think, given them a little more respect.
Well, you know, and the continuation of Daryl Hall's career in this Live from Daryl's mm-hmm. House is, you know, the musicianship is always ridiculous and the guests are terrific. And,
oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, it was great to hear You've Lost That Loving Feeling with he and Darius
Rucker. And Darius Rucker is a huge talent. You know, people laugh with, you know, Hootie and Blowfish. They kind of a punching bag as far as the band. They were good.
Yeah.
But
Darius
is really talented.
Yeah, really, really did. All right, 9:29 in the morning. Really excited that Sal Baglio, our friend from the Stompers, is back with a great record called Louda. L-O-U-D-A-H, supposed to be pronounced like that in Bostonese. And this is just a great record. And he's just the greatest, nicest person. So happy to play. This is a song that he had done before on a solo record. It's his band is the Amplifier Heads, and this is the boy with the Amplifier Heads. Brand new noise here at WMFO.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Matt Kenseth. You don't have to be a race car driver to know that life can be full of drama. Some of it you can't control, like mechanical issues, high winds, and rain delays. But there's some drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
You just need to take that first step and find free classes near you and leave the drama for the racetrack.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO 947 in the morning. It's Mike here with Mark until 11 a.m. Expecting Tyler Morris to call right around 10 a.m. and we'll talk to him for a half hour, 35 minutes or so about some really exciting stuff. It has to do with Van Halen, a tribute concert that he does, and maybe a new record that's on the way. So stick around. Like I said, a little after 10. Let me tell you what we played, and then we're going to hear from Mr. Hurwitz with a review or two, and I don't know what else. Do you know what else? We don't know.
I have some bad news. I have a lot of bad news.
All right.
So
we'll definitely stick around for that because you don't want to miss the bad news.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. It's actually not exciting. It's depressing, but we'll get into it.
Thanks for clearing that up. Start off with the Amplifier Heads, a new band from Sal Baglio, a wonderful dude, wonderful band that was from the new record called Louda, L-O-U-D-A-H, the boy with the Amplifier Head. Holy Tunics, my friends from New York. My friend Teresa's son's band from 2018's Butter Dish CD that was Cardinal. Just great stuff. But what's not great stuff is they broke up. But anyway,
bad.
I wanted to play it. But they'll live again, I'm sure. But I just wanted to play it because should be heard. Then If We Go At All, local Boston band. It's just wonderful they were here with us English, please. They were here with us at our most recent live day, and they just killed it. That was From All Sides. What a wonderful band.
And that voice.
Yeah, very
that
unique.
That voice, he sounds so much to me. He sounds like Kurt Cobain or Dave Simonette from Trampled by Turtles. You know, that kind of world-weary sound.
Mm. It's very, very interesting sound. It's melodic, but it's almost sort of like Baroque. Not Baroque, but Baroque.
Baroque.
Yeah. Okay. Just Little Feet request that was for what? Mike Maloney, yeah.
Mo.
Yeah. From the Representing the Mambo CD, that was Rad Gumbo. Thanks.
And that was for me. He sent that out to me.
He did.
And I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm sorry, Mo, that we did not invite you last night to dinner. That's another story. We'll talk off air about that.
Moving right along.
Yes.
last request for Bob French from the Cast Irons. I want to hear something from 1981's record called Mask. That was Bauhaus, The Passion of Lovers. I did not know that.
Yeah, Bauhaus, Peter Murphy, one of the first of the goth bands. Mm. And of course, every Halloween, what song is always played on every account on Facebook?
You're going to tell us, aren't you?
Bela Lugosi.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. I'm tired and old, so don't, you know.
You're not tired, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, actually, you are a little tired today. I'm tired, too.
Yeah.
I think it's the weather. It's awful out there. It could be a lot worse, but it's still no fun out there.
This is really good radio banter.
Isn't it, though?
It is.
I know. I think our numbers just dropped to, what, one person's listening. Oh, actually, it's me. Sorry.
When you say numbers, do you say, is
numbers,
it like
traffic,
blood pressure or white blood cell count or something?
Sure, whatever you want. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk about some restaurants, didn't you?
Yes, and unfortunately, I do have a lot of bad news. I mean, the closings are just piling up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I've been watching all your posts.
Yeah, and I feel it's tough to write about this stuff, seriously, because every closing, I mean, there's like 50 or 60 or 100 people who are let go. And, I mean, a lot of them will find jobs because there's so many restaurants looking for help out there. But still, it's traumatic.
And not to steal your thunder, but... You know, I was interning as a kid over at BCN, and right across the street, you know, with that rooftop iconic thing, you can talk about that, but I saw your post that is going away.
Well, there's two places in that block that are going away.
Mm.
One already closed, Tony C's, which was, you know, it was a pretty popular place during the baseball season.
It was good. We would go there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sports bar. It was a sports bar, and it is what it is, as they say, but the food was decent.
Yep.
And if you want to get a drink before or after the game, it was, you know, plenty of room there. But the big one was the Baseball Tavern.
The Baseball Tavern.
So they announced the other day that they are closing, and it sounds like they're going to be building a huge complex, like 1,400 apartments possibly.
And is it true that the Baseball Tavern might live on?
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I was not supposed to say anything, but
I didn't say a thing.
Okay, well, now that you mentioned it... There's a chance, and it's just a rumor, there's a chance that once they build the apartment complex that the Baseball Tavern would be invited back. We don't know if they will, because it's going to be years. And also Machine, which is a club right there, I assume they're going to be closing too. So there's three places in Fenway that are pretty popular that either have closed or are closing. And The worst part was, so as soon as I got the news about the Baseball Tavern closing, I also got news from a source that Cambridge One and Harvard Square closed, which is a really well-known pizza place.
Everybody says this because it's true. I don't recognize Harvard Square.
I don't either.
No.
I mean, it's kind of like stage two of the mollification of Harvard, and Flat Patties might be closing any day now.
In Medford?
No, Flat Patties. No, that's Snappy Patties.
Oh.
Flat Patties in Cambridge is one of my favorite, like, West Coast burgers, kind of like In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
They're going to be closing any day now, possibly, because their lease is up. Crema Cafe closed. That was... Crema Cafe was just awesome. But they're gone. And then, you know, this news with Cambridge One, I think Uno's closed, which was there forever.
Yeah, that I knew about.
What was it? What was that? It used to be 33 Dunster. John Harvard's.
Yeah.
They closed.
That was a while ago. Yes.
They closed a while ago, yeah. But it's just one by one. All these places are closing. Someone asked me the other day, they said, we're going into Harvard Square. Where should I go to eat? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Border Cafe, which I have I love the Border Cafe in Cambridge.
Had a fire.
They had a fire. They're still closed.
Yeah.
I hope they open up again.
That's such a great place there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so getting back to, I guess, better news is reviews. I'll do a couple of quick mentions of places. I already mentioned Bunratty's Tavern, which I'll be reviewing in a few days. Actually, the latest review is a place called Gale Ann Coffee Shop. You ever been there in Arlington Center?
No, I haven't.
So it's
haven't
a little independent coffee shop. Been there for years, probably 50, 40 years, something like that. And they're known for the old school donuts. So, you know, you get the honey dip and the chocolate jimmies, and you get the crullers or twisters, whatever you want to call them, and jelly-filled donuts. And it's all so good. And, you know, they're cheap. They're not like $4 each like some donut places.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice people in there, and you go in there, and there's, you know, old people hanging out in the stools, and it's like, hey, how you doing?
Probably contemporaries of ours.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, hey, I remember you from school. I guess right. I'm old, too.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, Gale Ann's is a special place. It's up there with Linda's Donuts for some of the best old school donuts in the Boston area. And one other place to mention, I don't know, did we talk about Harry's Bar and Grill? Probably not.
Don't think
we
so.
Actually didn't talk about restaurants last time because
no.
We had that catastrophe.
Well, I mean, you saved the day with a boombox.
With a boombox, yeah. We were playing off a boombox, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So now I'm an engineer, I guess. But Harry's Bar and Grill in Brighton. Not sure if you've ever been there. It used to be the El Phoenix, I believe it was called, the Mexican place.
I do not believe so.
It's on Comm Ave. You used to go to a place on Comm Ave. It was a sushi place, maybe? They closed. Remember that, heading toward B.C.?
I don't know. No. I'm blanked.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyways, Harry's is up the hill from Alston Village. It's in a part of Brighton that's, you know, mostly residential. And it's just one of those classic restaurants and bars where there's a pool table and there's a nice bar area and there's a dining area and, you know, chicken tenders, potato skins, burgers, good cocktails. And people don't really know about it. But it's just a fun place to hang out. And they have those drinks where they mix up the beer and the cider. I don't know if you're into that, but
sounds good.
Yeah, it's actually they're pretty good. They have all these different types of mixed beer drinks. Again, not for everybody. And some people are saying, "Oh God, that's like the worst invention ever." But it's not bad. So just a couple reviews, you know. And again, Bunratty's is coming up, and that place. Wow, that just kind of blew me away last night.
Any connection to Bunratty's?
Everyone asks that, and there's no connection at all. So the owner of Bunratty's in Reading is from Dublin, and she set it up to look like one of those old beer hall type, social club type pubs in Dublin, which I've been to Dublin several times, mm-hmm. and they just have that quality. It actually feels a little bit like Doyle's in Jamaica Plain, which is also closed.
Yeah.
So now I have a place where I can go that has just that little feel of Doyle's again, which is, you wouldn't expect it in Reading, which is this nice little bedroom community, but you don't think of this awesome Irish pub up there that is fairly new.
Absolutely.
Anyways, I know we're running out of time, so.
That's all right.
Yeah, okay, I'll keep going for 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
What should we talk about?
All right,
you do a filibuster.
Thanks, Mark. All right, well, yeah, there's enough of that going on these days.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
All right, so WMFO, 3 minutes before 10 a.m. I should expect to talk to Tyler Morris shortly, but until then, I'm going to sneak in one more new noise from one of my favorite bands ever, and I really wouldn't know about this. I'm going to mention her again today, Audrey Russell. She turned me on to Guided by Voices. She knows them personally.
Whoa.
And just love the band. What?
She knows Guided by Voices?
Yeah, she does.
You know they're a top five band of mine.
Well,
and nearly every DJ in this town, they're a top five band.
Yeah, she knows them.
Wow.
All right. New from Guided by Voices, everybody. This is Heavy Like the World from their latest called Sweating the Plane. This is Sweating the Plague.
Close enough.
WMFO. Yeah, it is. Enjoy, everybody.